The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Stephen Donnelly, Fianna Fáil spokesperson for health, TD for Wicklow, maybe the next Minister for Health, if what Eamon Ryan was saying happens, joins us now. We want to focus on what was revealed yesterday about the nursing homes. I feel that the biggest legacy issue in terms of healthcare will be what happened and how do we avoid it happening again for our 700,000 pensioners in long-term residential settings. We have no junior minister functioning in the department. The fair deal for the community service never happened. And I'm looking at, from what Iqua said, fairly systemic dysfunction in the Department of Health in this division. As you said, 11 meetings of NPHET with no reference to nursing homes. What form of inquiry, Dr. Scally et al. From cervical cancer screening, what do you think and when is the best form of inquiry to ensure that interim recommendations could be made quickly?
Hi, Ivan. Thanks for having me on. Well, the answer is whatever is quick and whatever gets to the truth quickly, because what we heard yesterday was shocking, and we already had quite a bit of information. So we already knew that over half of the COVID-19 deaths in the country had happened in the nursing homes. And I and many other TDs and you on your show and many other people have been covering the heartbreaking tragedy that has been unfolding, both in terms of people getting very sick, people dying, families saying goodbye to loved ones, you know, from outside, looking in through windows. Really, really heartbreaking stuff. And yesterday, the picture got a lot darker, to be honest. So we heard from HICWA, the regulator. We heard from the department. We heard from nursing homes and advocates for older people. But we also got a big dump of data. And you'll appreciate this familiar move from your own time in politics, Ivan. So the committee had asked for all correspondence between Nursing Homes Ireland and the state that was involved with COVID-19, and we got hundreds and hundreds of pages 90 minutes before committee started. The usual.
They dump it in real time so you can't properly assess it.
Exactly. So through the day yesterday, we various members of the committee did get to go through it. I spent several hours going through it. And really what it illustrates very starkly is nursing homes having no voice, ultimately. You've talked quite rightly about systemic failures. The big failure here is that the government put together their COVID team. And they put some very clever people on it from the department and from the HSC. And they put on people from testing laboratories. They didn't put any scientists on it. They didn't put any ethicists on it, any psychologists on it. And they didn't put anyone on it from the nursing home sector. Now, that doesn't have to be Nursing Homes Ireland. It could be a senior nurse within the nursing home sector, a geriatrician. There's various people that could have been put on. So they had no voice. And really what we saw yesterday was the nursing homes from the end of February writing in saying, we've got a problem, we need help. And they were ignored. And NPHET, as I laid out in the Dáil yesterday, had meeting after meeting after meeting. And nursing homes weren't even discussed. They didn't come up. So at the start of March, and I raised this with Minister Harris in the Dáil just about 2 hours ago, one of the things we found at the start of March, the hospitals started transferring patients to the nursing homes. And several of the nursing homes said, we're not taking them. And I got this morning the letter that the HSE sent to nursing homes in Cork saying, there are no problems whatsoever here. Everyone's going to be fully tested and we should be able to carry on. But what the correspondence we got shows was that actually no guidance had been issued. So the nursing homes were being asked to take patients in from hospitals before there were any guidance on testing the patients, any guidance for how they should care for the patients. And remember, before the nursing homes even had the personal protective equipment to deal with these patients. So the nursing homes kept writing in and saying, can you please give us a seat at the table? If not on NPHET, then at least on the subgroup that's been set up just to deal with nursing homes, they said, no, you can't have one of them. And then on the 10th of March, finally, the guidance came out. And this is what I laid out in the Dáil earlier on, because what it says, Ivan, is that the guidance said patients who are being discharged from hospital to nursing homes, from hospitals that have COVID patients in them, but where COVID hasn't spread around the hospital, those patients were not to be tested and were not to be isolated. But it gets much worse, because it goes on to say that patients being discharged from hospitals that had COVID patients and where COVID was now spreading around the hospital, if those patients were asymptomatic, they were not to be tested, and they were only to be isolated if they had been a close contact of a COVID patient in the hospital. The nursing homes wrote back and they said, and I'm just going to quote one sentence if I may. They said in response to this, first of all, they said, look, can you please isolate these people for 14 days so we know we can be
so
sure.
So who's this from? Also, who's the official correspondent
this
here?
This is from Nursing Homes Ireland, and it's various
emails. No, who is replying on behalf of the state?
Well, I don't want to name officials.
Was it HSE or was it department?
It's both. So the correspondence is to both HSE and department, and indeed to Minister Harris's office, and indeed to Minister Daly's office as well. And here's what it says, Ivan. It says, the guidance contains no practical guidance to nursing homes on how to reduce the risk of transmission or to inform regarding the procedures to care for residents for these patients coming in. So we found out a lot yesterday. And then finally, and I'll finish on this, Ivan, that was on the 10th of March that this guidance got issued. The nursing homes were screaming for help. And a week later, on I think the 16th of March, the government launched its own COVID action plan. It's a 60-page document on how we're going to respond across the country to COVID-19. And believe it or not, nursing homes are mentioned once in the 60 pages, and they are only mentioned as somewhere to discharge hospital patients to. So on the same day that the HSE issued guidance saying, we're going to send you patients from COVID hospitals and we're not going to test them, believe it or not, NPHET also actioned a recommendation saying, by the way, these visitor restrictions that these nursing homes have put in place themselves, they're not necessary.
What did you make of the HICWA letter in late February, early March, where they identified 200 institutions of residential care, private nursing homes and state facilities, that HICWA, the watchdog, was in advance concerned about their ability to cope with COVID, and all they got was an acknowledgement?
Yeah, we need to know what happened behind the scenes. It is deeply concerning that all they got is an acknowledgement. So HICWA came in yesterday and they said in their opening statement, look, the HSE doesn't really understand the nursing home sector, which is a pretty brutal thing to say, right? Pretty stark thing to say. That means that by implication, the department don't know the nursing sector either. So HICWA are there as the only group then who do know the nursing home sector.
Like, I think that you've just put your finger on, that is the problem, because you see, the HSE are so busy running acute hospitals, their own community care facilities, they actually don't see it as their core function to be responsible for nursing homes. The Department of Health can't extend fair deal and seem dysfunctional anyway in this division. So therefore, that is the lacuna in which this whole problem exists. And that's the systemic failure. Do you accept that?
I think that's exactly right. I think that is exactly right. And Mervyn Taylor gave evidence yesterday at committee. So he heads up SAGE advocacy, so advocating on behalf of the rights and care of older people and vulnerable people. And he made this point repeatedly, which was there's no strategy in place for the care of older people, not just in nursing homes, but across our country. So, for example, as you just referred to, if an older person needs to go into a nursing home, the Fair Deal scheme is in place, and it's a pretty good deal. I think up to about 15% of the value of the house or the estate can be taken as part subsidy for the nursing home care. But if a person wants to stay in their own home, but they need, say, several hours of care a day, the same deal isn't available, which doesn't make any sense. So there is no national strategy in place. So we have a maternity strategy, we have a dementia strategy, we have a national trauma strategy, we've lots of strategies. We can argue how well they've been implemented, but at least they exist. Whereas there isn't a strategy for the care of older people.
Could I also put it to you, and this is a political point, right? That I it struck me as very odd when Jim Daly announced on the 20th September 2019 that he wasn't standing, he was retiring, in the election he was retiring from politics, that Leo Varadkar didn't decide, well, maybe I should put someone else into this elder care issue, maybe the department is a bit weak in that division. And then when the crisis hit, that you actually have two junior ministers in the department, Catherine Byrne and Jim, and the agreement was no junior minister would make any interviews. I would have thought, whether it's Damien English in housing, whether it's Brian Hayes and, you know, or lots of junior ministers, that it struck me as pretty essential that there should have been a junior minister in the department, not alone the one that was responsible for this very area and promised community care under Fair Deal, was just completely vacant.
Yes, I agree with all of that. And I think it is just another stark example of the damage of having a caretaker government. Because if you have a government in place, like you say, you have a minister, that minister works with ministers of state, they all have staff and they're all, you know, it should be boots on the ground for everybody. But we're in this very damaging limbo where, you know, yes, there's a government in place, but, you know, three cabinet ministers are unelected, 10 ministers of state are unelected. And so the government is not working in the way governments should. And therefore, in my opinion, some very, very serious blind spots occur.
Finally,
and mistakes get made.
I want to go back to where I started, because you were the health spokesperson during the time of the Vicky Phelan and the cervical cancer screening situation. Do you feel that format with Dr. Scally worked well? Because, as you know, he made a series of recommendations while still awaiting the final thing, in other words, to deal with the urgent stuff first. And he may be available again. What do you think of it? Because this is an urgent matter, surely.
This couldn't be more urgent. And yes, so they've set up a group of four that is meant to report at the end of next month. And I believe that is the government's version of bringing in Dr. Scally. So the nursing homes now, at least, and other stakeholders are going to be able to submit to that. We haven't seen the terms of reference for their work. For me, the only thing that matters right now is making sure that if there is a second wave, that unlike what has happened to date, that the nursing homes, the residents and their staff are protected. That is the only thing that matters for now. I do believe that when we are through this, there is going to have to be a very serious reckoning. There's going to have to be some sort of process, like the process with Dr. Scally that took longer, where people's testimony can be heard. Because certainly what we learned yesterday suggests very serious mistakes were made. But critically, my concern, Ivan, I think it's the same one you're voicing, is that institutional blind spot, which meant that the nursing homes were screaming for help and weren't getting help. In fact, they were getting the opposite of help. They were being sent patients infected with COVID-19. They weren't getting any PPE, which was being controlled by the state. And they alleged yesterday that a lot of their staff were poached. Now, that is an unverified allegation, but that's what they've said. My concern is that those blind spots are still there. So if we are potentially looking at a second wave, and I heard an epidemiologist on the radio yesterday saying it's almost certain there will be one. Let's hope that's not true, that he's wrong. But we have to plan on the basis that there will be. My concern is that those blind spots are still there. It's why I've asked Minister Harris repeatedly to give the nursing homes a seat on NPHET. His response to me every time has been, HICWA are that voice. I put that directly to HICWA at committee yesterday and said, the minister says you are the voice of nursing homes. Are you? And they said no. So we have to make sure that nursing homes, the residents, their staff are heard.
Stephen Donnelly, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on health and member of the COVID committee. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan, innovation that excites.